A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
A műsor támogatója a Mindig TV.
So let me tell you something straight. The black people is white and we are black.
300 ember lakik itt, és mind fehérek. Ennek ellenére még mindig a fekete kontinensen, Afrikában vagyunk, egy olyan helyen, ahol fehér emberek sátrakban, lakókocsikban, akiknek most már jobban megy a dolguk, azok ilyen kis faházakban laknak, mint amit mögöttem is látható. Na hát ez 16 évvel ezelőtt, amikor még apartheid volt, biztos, hogy nem fordulhatott volna előre. Biztos, hogy nem lett volna olyan, hogy fehér ember lecsúszson ennyire.
When I grew up in my parents' house, there wasn't such things like white people were poor. There were white people, poor people, yes. I don't say no, there wasn't. There was, but never lived like
not
this.
Not in a caravan? Not
in a 2010 soccer come, and then they put our power off. Then they want us off the ground because we are illegal. Then they want to put up a fun park here. Plenty of people staying illegal on grounds, but they got power. There's more than one squatter camp in this place, blacks. They've got power. So this is not a lot of dogs staying here. This is people. This is white people. This is people. And you won't believe it. It's white people treating this white people like dogs. You won't believe it. I mean, look here. They never come and clean it for us. People lost their jobs because they haven't got work for them. It's easy. Sorry. It's easy to pay a black man. If to pay a white man, some of them drink. They're drunkies. Yes, they drink. Yes, but what do you do?
But that's all.
If you if they could have lost their home, their houses, their cars, their works, and if they were to stay here, wouldn't they drink? The white people outside of some of them. Think they're better than these people. We've got black people staying here.
Really?
Yeah, we've got 10 black people staying here.
Permanently?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Can
and, they're very good, eh?
Yeah.
They help us clean, they help everything here, they do what they can for us, they don't give us hard time. You see, this is Rasta.
That's rare, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's like a mother to me, you know? This is my mom.
Okay.
I'm not a mother, but a funny mother. Calling my mom African.
Yeah.
Well, she's queen, yeah.
Okay.
She's my queen.
If there's food, there's food. If there's no food, there's no food. And everybody lives with it. Once in a blue moon, someone will arrive here with a package of meat or whatever, and then that is for us like Christmas, and I will cook it and everybody will eat it. So, yeah.
Még mindig ez a ritkaság, a fehér nyomornegyed, és a fekete nyomornegyed, ez teljesen természetes.
Johannesburgban, 2010 nyarán, a foci VB idején.
Westbury az a környék, ahol pár évvel ezelőtt még az utcára sem lehetett kimenni, mert állandóan lövöldöztek, és nagyon-nagyon sokan haltak meg.
Ő Charlie Gunn, Westbury egyik hírhet lakója. Fegyveres rablások és gyilkosságok fűződnek a nevéhez. A VB idején ismerkedtünk meg vele. Akkor szabadult a börtönből. A világbajnokság néhány hetére több johannesburgi banda felfüggesztette a rablásokat. Charlie is.
People are scared of me now. They call me Charlie Gunn and I don't like it anymore.
But you used to like the name.
I used to like it, yeah, like Raoul Owens and stuff like it. Okay. This is a sign we make fast guns. Gangsterism is a long time in Westbury, and that's why it all starts now, man. I want to be like him, man. I also want to be this big gangster. I can also must do that. I can also stab someone. I can also shoot someone. I want to be no more like a gangsterism. From selling the stuff, I got hooked to the stuff, and I began robbing people. We used to smoke out like 8,000 to 10,000 rand a day.
What?
Yeah, and we rob continuously. For a day, we rob like close to 50 people a day. If you like have a hangover, drug hangover, and you wake up now the next morning, it's like, yeah, I can do anything to get it now. People here in the street, they thought I was possessed by demons. Took a piece of glass and I start cutting myself. And as I cut myself, I watched my mother in her face, saw her tears rolling, and she said to herself, I can't handle it anymore. My son is gonna die. How did she do it? How did she cope? How? After all that I done and still.
Came through, even if he's not here tonight. But the spirit of Mandela is in Soccer City.
Do you know that any people died from your hands?
Yeah, once. But that night it was like self-defense, because I tried to stop the fight, you see. But then they turned on me and they hit me with a bottle. And that's why I pulled my knife out. And this boy came. I don't even know if it was him, because I just stabbed. And I remember it's the last shot. I stabbed two times, and the last shot I stabbed him in the arm. They say the cause of death was a concrete brick on his head. Because when we ran to the house, our friends of us, the ones that in prison, they finished him. It was like sleepless nights, voices. Like my soul is leaving my body and creeping up the walls and stuff. And I like turn around and see my body on the bed. And there was a time he approached me and asked me why so ugly? Why did they murder me so ugly? Because that was his mother's, yeah. That was his mother's words. Why did you kill my son so ugly? I couldn't look her in the eyes. It was like, did I really do this? It's just me. Am I that type of person? I asked myself, why? Why did I have to do all this stuff?
Tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Chavalala, chavalala. Thank you. Smooth.
Thank you.
Westbury két évvel később. Nem sokat változott.
A statisztika szerint javult a helyzet. Ma már nem 60 gyilkosságot követnek el egy nap, csak 45-öt. Johannesburg továbbra is a világ legveszélyesebb metropolisza, és minden itt a gettóban kezdődik. A gyerekek egy része szülők nélkül nő föl. Charlie apja is börtönben töltötte a fia egész gyerekkorát. Végül a Sun City börtönben ismerkedtek meg, amikor Charlie-t is lecsukták. Charlie-t hamar megtaláljuk. Amikor legutóbb 2 éve találkoztunk, mindent megpróbált, hogy új életet kezdjen és felhagyjon a bűnözéssel. Azóta 2-szer tartóztatták le. Most újra szabad lábon van, és már nincs egyedül.
I grew up seeing how people die. Always used to be fights here in Westbury, you understand? Mm-hmm. Then I took a chance and became a gangster, you understand? Mm-hmm. I was 15 years old.
She cannot see anything from Westbury.
How do you like your new role?
How I feel about being a father. I can't explain really, you understand? I love my child a lot. I want to be there for her, mm-hmm. You understand? I want to love her with everything I have. Mm-hmm. Again, I show me Thomas.
All right, so, Michelle.
This is also part of where Fast Guns, the territory was, like, yeah, FG. I wasn't smoking drugs, I was fine, you understand? I feel that everything was too much on top of my shoulders, you understand? And I decided I'm gonna smoke drugs again, it's gonna help me forget about many stuff, you understand? Because I have my child now, that's the reason I wanna leave drugs. Because she doesn't need a drug addict of a father.
Why do you want the child?
I thought it's gonna bring a change in me.
In your life?
Yeah.
Charlie, after I met you, you went back to jail for 2 months because of robbing a Pakistani shop.
Yeah. At the time, my girlfriend wasn't pregnant. It's because of I wanted to smoke drugs, you understand? And that's the reason we went out, just to rob the Pakistanis.
With what kind of weapon did you do?
Guns and knives. Sometimes guns, sometimes knives.
Where do you get weapons?
I had my own gun, Glock 19, fully automatic.
If someone is coming in and say, okay, give me your cell phone.
You must give it to me, because I want it. Mm-hmm. You understand? I'll even smack you, for instance.
Smack?
Yeah. Really? I'll give you a smack. Mm. I'll choke you or something. I'll just do something. I'm going to get it from you. Mm-hmm. You understand?
If something like that would happen, we should give the camera immediately if we don't want to get hurt.
Nay. Mm-hmm. I won't give it.
You wouldn't give it?
I won't. I'd rather die for my possession. I'll throw it. I'll take the camera and smash it to the ground. No one gets nothing. You understand? That's the way I would do it. I always walk around with a knife. Understand? So if you try to rob me, you're going to rob each other. You understand?
You have it now?
No, I don't have it on me. You see, that's the way I am. There was a time there where I was there for 2 weeks.
What?
Domestic violence.
It's your girlfriend?
Yeah, just smacked her. I smacked her hard.
Oh,
understand?
This?
No, with the open hand.
An open hand.
And I called her a bitch and all that stuff.
Why did you hit her?
Because the drugs make you so paranoid. Makes you think stuff like, you know, when she's busy with other men, or she's doing something that you don't like, but then comes out isn't like that. That's it, you're angry. Yeah. She did mess herself, man. So we should probably go and clean her. But now I'm sure of what I want, you understand? Mm-hmm. I'm very sure. They're the same, no, I don't want drugs. I'm not gonna smoke you anymore.
Hello, Mama.
Amaka, how's school now, Sabli?
Charlie doesn't know how to change nappies.
I know how to change nappies. I'm an expert. Yes, they want to see me cleaning your nappy. You said I can't clean nappies. You good, Daddy? Mwah! And that's how our baby snappy is going.
He will never be able to talk like me and you, and he will never be able to walk. He doesn't have any control of his slums. Yeah. But he do understand what you say. He gets up in the morning with a smile, and that's enough for me, you know, to go on. But I will never change him for anything in this world. He's the love of my life. Play some music for Esther. Come play music for Auntie Esther. Show her how you play music. Show her. There we go. Just put this there. And then he can enjoy his music. I got something for you to remember me when you go back.
No way.
You must enjoy.
Wow. Nice of you.
It's cool.
Yeah. Thank you. If all your friends are smoking drugs, what the hell are you doing? With whom are you going to make friends if you're not smoking drugs?
Nah, I'm gonna make...
How are you socializing?
I'm going to socialize myself with my child.
Come on, Charlie, you're 22.
I'm 22 years old,
you
yes,
need
yes.
Also fun and you need also... I mean, I'm talking...
Not necessarily, man. I think there was a time where I was just in the house and it was fun for me, man, before I went back to drugs. As I said, because I felt too much pressure and that's why I decided I'm going to use drugs again. But now I want to go back and spend my days with my child, man.
He's got such a beautiful voice. He can sing so, so nice. You know, I'm trying to do my utmost best, being there as a mother. I've never had another boyfriend in front of Charlie where I can say I disrespect him or anything. And my family feels that I don't deserve it. That's why, that's how they feel about me.
When did you meet Charlie's father?
I was in standard 8 when I met Charlie's father, going to standard 9. And I fell pregnant with Charlie, you know. Money was the cause of all evil. He got involved in robbery, stuff like that. When he came out of jail, when we conceived the Lano, and we bought a car, I thought I was doing the right thing. We bought it was a yellow Daewoo car, you know, for us as a family. And there was a lot of promises made that we're going to be a family. It was the day after Women's Day that they came and they said they picked him up for rape. Do you know how that makes a woman feel? It made me feel less than a woman. It made me feel... That's why I don't know if that's the reason why I still don't have somebody in my life.
Charlie went back to jail when Charlie was 13. That was the turning point.
That's why the turning point is. He always has a knife in his hands, and if I try to take the knife from him, he would get very violent, break things in the house. My doors are always broke. The last fight we had, I got sick. I had a blackout. I lost my speech for 4 hours. It was all the symptoms of a stroke. I haven't had contact with Charles since Delano was born, and he doesn't know Delano at all. I will never, ever expose one of my children again to jail. I might have done that mistake when Charles went to jail first to take Charlie there as a child.
Charlie!
Charlie a börtönlátogatások alkalmával ismerte meg az apját. Később, kamaszkorában volt egy kis idejük otthon is, amikor kiengedték az idősebb Charles-t. Aztán, mikor megint letartóztatták, már életfogytiglant kapott. Akkor kerültek igazán közel egymáshoz, amikor Charlie is börtönbe került egy évre. Az apja vigyázott rá, és megvédte az ilyenkor szokásos atrocitásoktól. A börtönben elhatározta, hogy új életet kezd, és megígérte az apjának is. Azóta alig néhányszor látták egymást. Charlie-val most a börtönbe készülünk. Bolyongunk a szupermarketben, hogy mindent megvegyen, amire az apja vágyhat.
Charlie, when did you see your father the last time?
It was 6 months ago.
6 months ago? Wow.
First I was like, holy man, do you want to say that?
Ez a híres Sun City börtön Johannesburgban. Van egy nagyon híres kaszinó Dél-Afrikában, amit így hívnak, tehát van egy ilyen ironikus betülete az elnevezésnek, de egyébként azért hívják Sun City-nek, mert soha nem kapcsolják le a villanyt, olyan sok veszélyes bűnöző van itt, hogy éjjel-nappal égnek a lámpák.
Yourself.
Stress, Dad.
It's not stress. You're still on drugs. So what's happening with you? It's breaking my heart.
It's a lot on my mind. Stuff like a drug problem. Every time I approach my mother, I can't speak to her. Our last job, like, Ellen and them told me that I'm fucked up and all that stuff, and I'm just like my father. And neighbors in them came in, yeah.
People, they will always say, you are just like your father, you understand? But don't let these things get you down. Be there for your mother and look at you. You don't look like somebody that sleeps on the street. You dress well, but you are just underweight. I can see, like I'm sitting here, that you are on drugs, and I'm not happy with that. Me, myself, I'm getting withdrawn towards life. I'm not with myself anymore. I don't get visits. I'm expecting you to come and see me.
Yeah, but the thing is, I can't come.
I know.
Can't, I don't have money. I have my daughter, my soul. Exactly. All that stuff.
Exactly all those things.
I want to come.
I know, Charles.
I really want to come. You know how much I love you.
I know.
And all the time, like,
if you are doing good for yourself, my heart will be all right, you understand? I really love you, my son. And you know that. I should be crucified because I'm not there for you. You understand?
Daddy, if I had money, I was going to be here every weekend.
Yeah,
I understand. Just to provide you with stuff you need. But I can't. I don't have a job. I don't have nothing.
But what are you going to do about it? And what are you going to do about it?
I don't know. I'm confused. You understand?
I understand the chance. Understand?
And yeah. On one side, people are telling me this about you and saying this about you.
Yeah,
you understand? Telling me how fucked up you are and all that stuff.
These people, they are saying these things to hurt you. Because the things that you are doing say that you are useless, but you, as a person, you are not useless. And I believe in you. Try to work, stuff like that. How are you going to look after that little girl? Tomorrow you're going to have to go and steal. And you're going to end up like me, yeah? You won't be there for your little girl, you understand? Here I am today. I can't be there for you. And those are the things that are breaking me down. I'm very withdrawn towards life now. I'm not myself anymore. I'm feeling every day that I'm losing myself. But I'm going to get up. You understand?
I don't want you feeling like it. I want you to be the person you were a long time ago, you understand? Don't give up now and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to change my life totally around if I get a chance. I'm going to start here. You understand? I know I failed you. I disappointed you and your mother. Because when I came out, both of you, you were happy to see me. You understand?
So, that's it. Let's have another time. Let's leave you, sir.
Shut up.
I'm getting a big jam on that.
Yeah, my wife is not sick. All right, Charles.
Charlie édesanyjának a testvére keresztény lelkész. A két család között nem feszültségmentes a viszony, leginkább Charlie miatt. Ő a család fekete báránya.
What they go through today is nothing in comparison to what we went through. I used to sell newspapers on a Saturday evening. And that was in the heart of apartheid. We had the bikers, the Hells Angels. When they arrive, you need to run for life.
White bikers?
Yes. They use when they pitch up there, they loosen the chains and they eat whatever black they see in front of them.
Like when he was growing up, were you trying to be a father figure for him?
Yes. There was never a situation where he went without food or without clothes. Mm-hmm. We were there, but we were his uncles. And his dad was away. But now Charlie doesn't see. There's a hand reaching out and telling him that, take my hand, let me guide you out of this. The last time he came from jail, we raised all our hopes. You know, it was like him throwing everything back into our faces. And that's when we really, not really turning away and turning our backs towards him. We left him on his own so that he could learn. That he should realize that, you know, without a family, you're really nothing. You cannot live on your own. But besides that, we kept on praying. And because of Charlie, because of the way he acts, we didn't come here.
I didn't, like, understand my situation and try and understand that I was under the influence of drugs at the time.
The promises that he makes today, he should fulfill that promises. He should keep that promises. Because he's not making it only towards us, but it's making it to himself.
But he has a heavy heritage because of his father, that people are sometimes associating him with what his father has done.
It's just a paranoia. Charlie's father wasn't a violent person. Never. He did what he did, and I'm saying this, the first time that he went to jail was to look for a better life for his children. The second situation, he's got only himself to blame. You know, I read a poem, face to face with God, man to man with God. And there he says to the Lord, show me your scars, and I will show you mine. And most of these scars you have caused. Because when I needed you, you were not there. And this is somebody that cries out. But for Charlie, the only solution to this is the church.
99. I'm so tired today. Angel? Call Angel. Call Angel. Call Charles.
I'm going to go to the TV.
I'm going to go to the TV. I'm going to go to the TV. I' 24-hour barber.
And the best, we're
going to buy some drugs. Then we're going to show you how to do this thing.
You see, this is how it looks. How this where they smoke, they, it's like a crystal form drug, you see, then they throw it in here.
That is where it belongs for the FBI.
Really, you keep it like
that? Yeah. Yeah. Ever they raid.
Yeah, we can hide it everywhere.
I'm coming back, yeah, I must come back. I can't
come back.
Yeah.
He got expelled at school.
They start him.
I was now they can fuck him. I'm going to the boat and like come at school. No smoking, like that. Then I just thought to myself, let me leave everything, go to my cousin. I'm gonna start to finish the site. I left home, then I can go site, took my clothes, and I came to my friend, to my cousin's.
When?
In last year, about my. On my birthday, I came to this
year. On your birthday, you never met your father?
No.
What happened to him?
I really don't know.
You just don't know?
Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, not that. Just touch and leave.
Just what?
Touch and leave.
Touch and leave?
Yes.
What does it mean?
One night stand.
What do you want to be?
Be a lawyer.
A lawyer? Really? Why?
Because I'm good at lying. Really good at lying. I'm always lying to people.
Really? Have you been lying to me in the last 10 minutes? Would you tell me if you were lying to me?
Yes.
Would you?
I wasn't lying to you.
Okay.
I get it now.
Survivors, like my father came out of jail just recently.
Came out of jail?
Yes. So now I have to be
alert
for him and she. Because if he catches me, I'm dead.
This is some tricky shit.
Ezek a felvételek 2 éve készültek ugyanebben a házban. Akkor találkoztunk először Justinnal, akinek kicsi gyerekkora óta börtönben ült az apja.
Young money. Rap.
Gentlemen's club. Gangsters fuck off.
Are you still okay?
100%.
Okay. Is your rap? Number one chatter. Are you okay?
Larry King Live.
Larry King Live.
Without money, you're nothing. And with money, you're funny. You have your own blade, I have my blade. Start stabbing each other. That's what it is.
Just out of gang war.
Out of it. My father, you see, went to jail when I was 4 years old, you see.
Okay.
Now, all the people here in Westbury, they look up. They think I must look up to my father, I must be like my father, you know what I mean? He used to kill people and everything, but you see me now, I don't have the heart to rob someone, to kick. I have the heart to kick someone here, there's no problem over here.
Yeah, my father got 40 years.
He was convicted for
murder.
Like he got paid to kill someone?
Yes.
And how did you kill that man, with a gun or a knife? Or
gun.
Yeah.
There was about six. There were six guys. Six guys. Six.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Very well. Thank you.
Thanks.
This is my father.
Really? We heard that you just came out.
Yeah, he knows.
That's good, huh?
I left him when he was still young, and I came out now as a big man.
So what do you think now, that he's a big man?
I must give him boots now, get him on the straight path.
Yeah? How are you going to do that?
I must give him boots.
Ah, boots like that, okay.
Yeah, I must kick him.
You must kick him?
Yeah, because he don't want to listen, because if I talk to him, he doesn't listen.
He said that he's a tough guy, but you're tougher.
Me? I'm tougher than you.
He said that.
How can you say so? How can you say I'm tougher than you?
Did I say something wrong?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, you never say that.
Did the jail change you or?
Yeah, it changed me. It changed me. In a way.
What way?
At least I learned a lot.
Yeah?
Especially education-wise.
Really?
Life skills.
Really?
At least now I know how to control my anger and so on.
Really, how did they teach that in jail?
Oh, there were people there from Britain. I think they were from Britain, those people. So they look at the root of the problem. So they wanted to find out maybe how you grew up, or maybe you grew up without a parent or whatsoever. Mm-hmm. When I was outside, it was very rough. Gangsterism was at its peak. It was the order of the day. If you were not a gangster in my time, people wouldn't take you. They wouldn't take you serious. So you had to join a gang to be serious. Now you can talk. I'm listening.
Did you have many visitors in the jail?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I never had visitors. I made my own money.
Your son never visited you?
Never visit.
What?
He only comes in 1 month. So now me, I grew up also without a father, just like him. So it's where my problem lies. So I always cling on to the past. I never forgave my mother for what she did to me.
What did she do to you?
Maybe she wasn't married to my father. All of us, we are born with anger. From a small child, all of us, we are born with anger. You just need to be triggered on the right spot, then you explode. So, unfortunately, I used to explode a lot. And now I'm at peace with myself. One day, maybe we'll have a chat, and at least I can explain you nicely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
He's crazy. Yeah. Stories I've heard, what he done back in the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think he's crazy?
Yes.
You're afraid of him?
No. I'm just playing when
because
I am.
Because you became quiet when he came to the room. That one I can
tell. Yes, I am afraid of him.
Ines, Johannes, we're going to get extra buffalo. It's a foci oklevél, megnyerték a bajnokságot. Itt van egy matematika verseny oklevél 2008-ból, és aztán egy halott haverjuknak a... Nem tudom, hogy minek nevezzem ezt. Mikor született, mikor halt meg, élt 18 évet, és egy idézet, békesség, béke legyen vele.
I can quit now this cigarette, say in the next 5 years, I'll be smoking again.
And the same thing you think is with drugs. So you think that Charlie's going to be back on drugs again?
Yes. It's a cycle.
It's a cycle.
Yes.
Esther?
I'm already
there. Crystal meth, eh? Yeah. Empty.
It has to be liquid?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Crystallize it.
Crystallize it.
Yeah.
Is that wet, that cap? This is how you cool
it?
Yeah,
it's wet.
Ahogy a srácok mondták, a kábítószer és a gettó egy körforgás, nehéz belőle kiszállni. Ahogy pedig a nemrég szabadult bérgyilkos fogalmazott, mindannyian tele vagyunk agresszióval, és tudni kéne levezetni. Charlie-val az anyukája kérésére eljöttünk egy johannesburgi terapeutához, aki állítólag ért az ilyesmihez. Életében először jár egy elitnegyed gazdag házában. Kicsit zavarban is van.
Hi, Charles. I'm Pam. Nice to meet you.
I easily get provoked and get angry and then hurt someone in the process. Right? Yeah. So yeah. If you can help me with my anger problem.
Your anger?
Manage my anger. Yeah. There was just one time I actually hanged myself. And a lady from 2 houses from our house came and pushed the thing over where I hanged myself. At the moment, I'm constantly with Esther and them.
Yeah.
My environment has changed. I'm not constantly with a friend I used to be, you understand? Like the ones that also smoke and stuff. Now that's encouraging me to stay away from this stuff.
Yeah.
Esther also asked me last night, if we weren't here, would you now have decided to say no, you want to leave drugs? And I told her no. The reason I'm crying now is because you are here.
So what happens when they leave tomorrow, Charlie? Because you need a plan of action that supports you. Your life has been pretty rough. So when you hit a dark patch, what have you got in place to support you so that you don't reach out for that tick?
My daughter. I lose my daughter. Every time I feel that I'm being pressured now, I can take my daughter and like walk around with her.
It's one of the most difficult things in the world to get out of an existing environment. Your body is not seeing the real threats, it's seeing anything as a threat now. And then you react and you respond and you want to kill because of all this stuff that's sitting inside you. So what this tool is a way of slowly releasing chemicals of anger inside you, basically. Knots of anger, you can call them whatever you like. So it's nothing, you don't have to think, you don't have to talk, you don't have to do anything except let the body do its work. Try and see how long you can stay like that. And as I say, feel your back against the wall, okay? Uh-huh. Try and so that you're flat, all right? And just notice your breathing.
My muscles are already shaking.
Hogy Charlie ne érezze zavarban magát, nem hagytuk egyedül a gyakorlatban. Egy barátja és Eszter is vele tartott.
Can you feel anything happening in your knee? Good. What's happening?
Shaking.
Shaking. Good. And lift your pelvis. That's it. That's it. Good, Charlie. Okay. And the point of this is, again, as I said, to stress the psoas muscles a little bit. Esther, it looks as though something's already beginning to shake, yeah? Good. Maria Jose is going to help me.
A gyakorlat lényege, hogy a test bizonyos izmait úgy kifárassza, hogy azokat már ne tud kontrollálni, és elkezd magadból kiremegni a stresszt, a feszültséget és a haragot. Pont mint az állatvilágban. Amikor a vadállat nem kapja el a zsákmányát, miután a zsákmányállat megmenekül, remegni kezd. Aztán legelészik tovább, mint a semmi sem történt volna. A gyakorlatot egyébként egy tábori lelkész találta ki, aki a sok háború után jó darabig nem tudott szabadulni a traumáktól.
Crazy, huh? This is what you hold in your body.
Yeah. Go away.
Very good. And sometimes, Charlie, things can come, feelings can come up inside you, sometimes not, you know, but like trust your body, that your body knows what is right for you at this moment, in time.
It depends on what, if you're shaking or not, Esther and Sakila did, but Charlie didn't.
He did, but he didn't appear to shake as intensely as the three of you. So here is the freeze part. Okay, and that's what I think. I think that's where Charlie is here. So he's obviously operating a little bit here, where this is I can. I want to be clean. I want to do the right thing. I love my daughter. But I think there's a lot of
freeze. State.
Trauma. You have a traumatic situation and the body, the brain closes down. The nerves actually die. This is the difficult part, coming out of the freeze mode and beginning to feel again, because suddenly when you start feeling, it's very sore, it's very painful.
Charlie a gyakorlat után megkönnyebbült, ahogy mi is. Este viszont megint minden elsötétül. Charlie összeveszett a barátnőjével, aztán elhozta a gyerekét. A barátnő családja viszont olyannyira félti Charlie-tól a gyereket, és annyira ellenzik ezt a párkapcsolatot, hogy rendőrt hívtak.
Hello!
Okay, bottle.
We should just take the baby
your
back.
Your child is very small still. I understand that you want a year as well. I understand that you want to be your child. But I also want you to understand that Debbie Lee's father and the mom are elderly people. They are big. And you need to respect them a little bit more.
Yeah, they're waiting. They're waiting
for the child.
Oh my God. So should we take her back?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I spoke to her now. She calls her father.
He's not married to her, you know, and that's why they think they can be very much involved in their lives.
Like, they want me away from her, man. Like, they don't want me near or something or in her life.
Why?
And then you'll have to.
I don't know why. Maybe they feel threatened by me. I even stared myself thrice in the arm to show them how much I love them. I knocked my head against the wall, blood running through my throat.
Why the hell are you doing that? Maybe you're scaring her with that
alarm. I don't know, man. It's tough.
You can see Delano how scared he is also, even if you just raise your voice. Try and calm down.
How can I calm down? Whilst I'm looking for someone just here on my back.
I'm here for you.
Yeah,
I'm
but that's what mommy say. That's what you say. You constantly say it. But every time you say I have a problem, you don't approach me and ask what is your problem.
But if I do ask you...
I need someone to hold me also. To be there for me physically and emotionally. Huh?
I'm there for you.
Yeah, but it's not what you showed me for the past 2 months, man. It's all I wanted.
Someone. But you're pushing me away.
Huh? Ooh, ow.
With your aggressiveness.
And you talk to me, man. You're my mother, man. Sit down with me and ask me what's your problem.
Didn't I ask you what
you your problem? You then also pushed me away for your family. The reason I was fighting. As for you, just to see that people are using you, that's the reason I fought.
You shouldn't go there,
Charles. Why? It's the way I feel.
No,
to defend my mother. Huh?
You need to calm your anger down. It's not going to bring you anywhere. It's always going to bring you into trouble.
Mommy,
Esther,
I was never good enough to have the best. Be Vera talk. Every time you had to buy something for me, then it was from someone else.
Because I never had the money, Charlie.
Yeah, but the thing is, listen here. Don't lie, you bought the stuff out of your own pockets.
That's
but when you had to buy
it,
then I had to lie because you were too scared to tell them that you bought it because they're gonna tell you nonsense. Because you bought me a phone or something. I mean, Esther, I was talking nice to her, understand? Trying to let her know that I need her also as my child's mother to understand, you understand, my past and not to always judge me according to what I have done. What should I do now? Because I love this woman. Should I stay away from her? What must I do?
Ki tudna válaszolni? Jó lenne hinni, hogy Westbury, a johannesburgi gettó, az életfogytiglan börtönbüntetését töltő apa, a kábítószer, a szegénység és a büntetett előélet nem egy ördögi kört adnak ki, hanem önmagukban leküzdhető akadályok. De attól félünk, hogy ostobaság lenne azt hinni, hogy ez így van.
Úgyhogy csak kívülről szurkolhatunk, alig ha nem a csodáért.
Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates getting food right out there. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family, loves me, wants me to do right. system get locked up.
They won't let me out.
They won't let me go. I'm locked.
Népszabadság. Mérlegeljen.